Even if the whole world is. Despair is a sin because it denies the sovereignty of God. Our job is not to figure out how all of these cosmic events are going to work out, what our relations will be with China, whether the unemployment rate will start down or not. Our job is simply to do what God has called us to do, one day at a time, and do it as well as we possibly can, leaving the outcome in His hands. People have accused me of being an optimist when I talk this way, but it isn't a question of optimism. Optimism comes from the word optics, that is, how you see things. We're not talking about how you see things or perceive things. We're talking about how God will respond to events and how He will use us as part of His response. Philippians chapter 4, verse 8. One of my favorite passages of Scripture, because it talks about keeping your mind on things that are good and strong and true, supports this idea. Chronicles of Wasted Time. In the late 70s, I gave an interview in Ireland in which I said I feared nothing since becoming a Christian. Len LeSourd caught me on that and challenged me afterward. It was a very sobering experience. I learned a good lesson. I would never say that again. The fear of God is not what we think it is, however. The fear of God doesn't mean you shake in your boots when you're listening to the sermon of Jonathan Edwards, although that is fear of God. Fear is reverence, and it means to hold Him in a lofty position and not to treat Him in a profane or trivial way. This is the missing ingredient in the church today. Years ago, I visited Pompeii, where centuries ago, people were going about their daily lives in one of the most advanced cultures in the world, and suddenly, the molten ash from Mount Vesuvius came and swept over them like Hurricane Katrina swept over New Orleans. They were absolutely vaporized in place. Although bodies could be made out in the ash, they were annihilated in a split second. But the whole culture was left in place and preserved by the hot molten ash. It's really chilling because when I visited Pompeii, I realized that we hang by a slender thread, just like Jonathan Edwards preached. We could be wiped out tomorrow. We could be paralyzed tomorrow by a dirty bomb going off in the city in which we live. We have no guarantee that the U.S. won't have a crisis of confidence and collapse into chaos and anarchy. Without a moral code, that can happen to any society. It's held together in the most fragile way by a system of laws and interlocking systems. But if we have sudden chaos, as we saw in Katrina, the whole thing collapses before you. When you get to my age, which is 73, you begin to think about what really makes life matter. You come to the same conclusion Solomon did. I can really identify with Ecclesiastes. I think back on my life and recall the title of Malcolm Muggeridge's autobiography, Chronicles of Wasted Time. So much is vanity of vanity.